This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How do you approach this? How does your job change with a lot of guys sitting and a lot of guys you get a last-minute look at in a game like Thursday?
I think we just got to be mindful of trying to give them a chance to succeed and to put their best foot forward and make sure that we don't have them thinking too much.
How many jobs are open? I know you're going to say all of them, but you know what I mean. In other words, like, what's the competition like down at the kind of the bottom of the roster?
It's hard to say because they're not just competing against linebackers. Sometimes it's another position group that may have a need, you know what I'm saying, or defensive line that may have a need, or the secondary may have a need. So to say that how many jobs we got, Kevin knows that better than I do. So it would be wrong for me to really comment on it.
I say you don't have to duke it out with Tom and Terrell over, you know, wait a minute, I need more linebackers, you guys need more safeties. But as a coordinator, you've got kind of like wearing two hats.
Yes, we are. But the thing about it is we got an idea of about who we want, and there's a couple of guys that are on the line that we'll see.
Now, two of those guys that are here for the first time, you've got Gilbert and you've—I almost called him Grant. You've got Gilbert and you've got Skipper. Different positions, or is there room for both of those guys? Perhaps
we'll see. We'll see how things turn out for us. Again, like I said, sometimes the position group that we have—they're competing against each other. Sometimes it works out that way. Sometimes it doesn't.
What's impressed you the most about Gilbert?
He's got speed. You know, his speed is daggum, you know, something you ain't teaching.
And what about Skipper?
Skipper is a gamer. He plays a lot better in the game than he does in practice. I have to get on his butt a little bit and practice too much.
How tough is that on a young guy? If he is that type of a player, when you guys depend on practice so much with the guys that aren't going to get reps?
The thing is, he's got to be more intense in what he's doing, and to make sure that he's doing the right thing so he don't make little mistakes.
I guess I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about Devin Bush yet. Everybody, are you as impressed with him as the rest of us seem to be?
Well, we expect him to be, because we saw him on film, and we jumped up to get him, and obviously you jump up to get somebody, everybody better be on the same page with the guy. And so all of us have thought he was worth jumping up to get, and we'll see how it turns out.
How has he handled that? Because you guys have, over the year, I mean, you take smaller school guys, too. I talked about a couple of them already. Mm-hmm. But you guys have had success with big-time players from big-time schools that are already used to that kind of pressure. Is that the kind of guy he is? That he's not that he's been a pro yet, but he's been through that sort of, I don't know, similar situation?
Well, his life. I mean, his dad was a safety for the Cleveland Browns. I mean, he was there when I was there coaching the linebacker. So he's had a family that he's kind of grown up in. So he's been used to this atmosphere before, just because his dad and his mom had to deal with it when he was playing.
So that doesn't make you feel old, does it? You coached his dad?
No, but you're making me feel old.
That's right. I'm older than you are. One more kind of about the defense overall. And we get some glimpses of it at training camp with different packages, and saw a little bit of it at Tennessee. To the naked eye, the defense looks faster. Yeah. Is that an accurate observation?
It is, I think, because of, it's probably as fast as the teams we had when we went to the Super Bowl, those three Super Bowls we went to, won two of them. We had a fast defense at that point in time, too. This team reminds me a little bit in terms of speed of those teams.
And yet defense, how much faster do you have to be now, the way the game has changed, even over the last 10 years?
What's going on with the receivers, how many receivers are putting on the field and stuff like that, and trying to isolate linebackers, isolate safety sometimes, try to find people who they can pick on to try to go one-on-one with. So what we're trying to do is cover up some of those things with speed.
And lastly, can you see, you know, there are changes, and we actually kind of saw this in the playoffs last year. All of a sudden, hey, there's defense that we hadn't seen all year. Are the defenses going to start to adjust and kind of swing things back the other way?
I think every year you have to adjust. The defenses have to adjust. I mean, first part of the year you're doing something, and the last part of the year you're doing something else. You know, the way the game's been officiated and the way people are playing with offenses and stuff like that, of course you got to be able to adapt. You can't just do the same things all over and over again. They'll find you out, and then it won't be good.